Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Daily Roundup on this, a Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. I'm David Menzies, and my co-host, well, let me tell you a little bit about my co-host. Do you know, folks, today is National Mother Ocean Day? She will not be celebrating it. It's seasickness issues, you understand. She is the she-devil with a spatula. She is the Khaleesi of BC. She is Drea Humphrey. Hey, Drea, how you doing? And by the way, I'm aware of Mother Nature and Father Time. Mother Ocean Day, right now when there's so many school boards eliminating Mother's Day, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's going to get canceled pretty quick. I think we might be talking about that. But I've never heard of Mother's Ocean Day either. I never cease to be amazed on what day it is, according to David Menzies. And does it change every year? Because I feel like it's always new, something new.
That is true. Well, in any event, we have a tight deadline. We have to get off the airwaves. Can I use the word airwaves if we're on the internet? We have to get off the internet waves. Maybe that's the Mother Ocean Day connection here by 2 o'clock sharp. So why don't we cut to the chase, my friend, and you tell the folks the ostensible policy reason of why we are here in the first place.
Welcome to the Rebel Daily Roundup, where we go through the daily news. We've got a good lineup today to discuss, and that also means you can be a part of the show and discuss with us by commenting, doing a live chat comment on either Rumble or Odyssey. If you donate $5 or more, that goes towards keeping the lights on for Rebel News so we can bring everybody to the other side of the story. But we also try to read those chats so that you can be a part of the show. So it's kind of fun. We get to know you a little bit better. And yeah, I think we're also still telling people about a really cool site called locals.com. It's more of a community actually than a site. So if you open up the description box, we have a link in there. And we're just, you know, we're getting ahead of the Bill C-11, all getting our people together so we don't lose touch. And if you go to locals.com and you join our community, you're going to get all the content that you would normally see if you're on YouTube for free. And then there is another option to support our journalism by becoming a supporter. And when you do that, you get like our documentaries, the Ezra Levant show, as well as behind the scene footage. So locals.com is where it's at if you want free press and free speech.
And, you know, Dre, I can see that, well, it looks like the world had unleashed upon it the most insignificant and utterly useless tweet in the history of Twitter. I only make mention of it because you, I, and our viewers, we fund the entity that tweeted it out. It's CBC News. Mm-hmm. And they state today the CBC will resume some activity on a handful of Twitter accounts, including at CBC News, but we will significantly reduce our overall Twitter footprint and continue to assess the platform against our social media strategy, end quote. Oh, no, significantly reduce. You know, I feel like the monsters at the end of Where the Wild Things Are, Drea, when the boy is making his escape and they go, oh no, please don't go. We love you. So it's like real. What if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there? I guess it doesn't make a sound. If CBC says they're reducing their tweeting, Drea, does anyone in our great dominion even notice?
No, nobody cares. But I am glad they're coming back. This is a sign that they had to crawl back. I don't know if you remember their initial statement when they said they were leaving, but it was pretty obvious to me that they had one foot in and one foot out the door, because they said like for a period of time, because they know when it comes to politics, when it comes to news, there is no other social media app than Twitter that even comes close to it. That's where consumers are, love it or hate it. You want to go on there and say something bad about Rebel News? You can do it. If you want to say something bad about CBC, you can do it. It's not like Facebook where you can't even comment on the CBC on most of their reports there, but they had to come crawling back. And so as much as I'm not a fan, I'm happy to see them crawl back.
But you know what, Drea? What gets me is the motivation for this. And it's basically a vendetta against Elon Musk. And it's so incredible. You go back a year and a half ago before he got control of Twitter. Elon Musk was the darling of the left. Oh, he's making those EV cars, you see. He's saving Mother Earth and probably Mother Ocean, you know, carbon neutral, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden he gets control of Twitter and he's a blah, 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 blah. What? A free speech activist?
I know.
And here is why CBC is being irresponsible with this mandate. We can't do anything right now. Well, maybe until Pierre Poilievre gets into office when much hopeful regime change comes. But while they are being taxpayer funded to more than $1 billion plus, you would think they would strategically use that to get as many eyeballs as possible. Now, we live in a day and age of cable cutters. People don't, you know, there's so many people that aren't even watching TV anymore. The CBC National News, their numbers, it's pathetic. It's embarrassing. You would think they would embrace the most popular social media platform out there for news. But no, because we don't like Elon, we don't like this thing, you know, free speech. We're taking our taxpayer funded ball and going home. What idiots.
Yeah, go woke, go broke. So that's why they came back. There's a comment actually under their announcement of returning. It's from Lion Advocacy. He says, you're entirely violating your social media strategy by boycotting Twitter. This is what he says to CBC. And then he quotes from their own sort of mandate in this area and says, we committed to transforming the public broadcaster into a digital media company and to reach more Canadians on the platforms in the ways that they need. It's supposed to be about the public. Where can you reach the public? You don't just get all woke and go into your little echo chambers. That's not the news.
Oh, you know, Drea, you're so right. I mean, the chutzpah there. We are going to increase our digital footprint. We are going to reach out to more Canadians with our news on our own. You know what, CBC? What if we don't want to be reached? You know, I know unrequited love is a really heartbreaking thing, but we ain't buying what you're selling. More and more of us, it would seem, according to the ratings. So you know what? Just take that money you were going to invest on some social media foray and buy a ham sandwich down at the cafeteria with it. I'm saving you a lot of aggro for a mission that will not be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have a little bit more sort of on that note with Twitter too, don't we? Elon Musk has something to say. You're right. This is kind of a war against Elon Musk, and it's about... What are you laughing? Oh, I'm like, why are you laughing so hard? Because I'm reading. I'm like, I'm not that funny. I see.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Brokeback Mountain. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I never did see that film when it came out. It must be, what, 15 years ago now, Drea? I'm guessing. I don't know, folks. Call me a square, but I don't like to watch a Western where the bad guys get it in the end. Anyway, that meme is brilliant. And it's really the CBC, you know, playing it too clever by half, isn't it, Drea? That, you know, like sort of like they're a hesitant suitor when, like I said, the majority of Canadians, I would argue, and I think the ratings and the stats back me up, don't want their content. But here on the flip side, guess who's very much in vogue, more so since he lost his platform just a couple of weeks ago. I'm talking about the great Tucker Carlson. And he released, Drea, a second video announcing that his new program will be streaming on Twitter. I say, and I presume millions and millions of people are saying, can't wait. Let's hear him.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie. a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime 6 times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We'll be bringing some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
Dre, I don't know about you. I can't wait. I think Tucker once again adroitly spelled out what's going on right now. And I think if you read between the lines, it's something I've always said. There's one thing worse than state censorship, which we're getting in Canada with the passage of C-11 and more to come. And that is self-censorship. The idea that, you know what, I don't want to rock the boat. I got a comfortable gig. I want to be in with the woke, power-broking crowd. So we have a situation.
I don't want to lose my job.
That's, I think, and as you see in the in America, the ongoing dereliction of duty, I would call it, by the mainstream media in terms of going after the Biden crime family, not just Joe, but Hunter and that infamous laptop, while they remain on a journalistic jihad against the man who's out of power, that being Donald Trump. It is so obvious, the bias, that, you know, the idea of a balanced, unbiased media, and I'm not talking about the op-ed pages, 'twas ever thus that you would editorialize there, but I'm talking about the front page, folks, where that doesn't exist anymore. The media for the Biden administration is the proletarian guard, if you will, and they are the vicious attack dogs against the man who's no longer in the White House. So it is going to be fascinating to see Tucker on this new platform. I can tell you this, Drea, do you think Fox News is suffering from buyer's remorse? Because at the end of the day, my friend, I think Fox News needed Tucker Carlson more than Tucker Carlson needed Fox News.
Absolutely. I mean, they were number one. And to make a big change like this, it's got to hurt. It is hurting. I saw a video on how much it's going down. It's quite a bit. But also, I'm just really looking forward to seeing Tucker unleashed. I really like that he has no strings pulling him anywhere. I'm not going to say that he necessarily was, being binded, but now we know he isn't. So it will be really interesting to see what's happening here. I've already seen people on Twitter say, oh, Tucker was my first subscription on Twitter. You know, looks like another good deal or business move for Elon. I'm not saying they're partnering. I'm just saying the decision to make subscriptions available. And of course, the left state-backed media is losing their mind,
yep.
You know, simply just because he's going to have a show with a subscription, just like anybody could basically do on YouTube, where they say, please like and subscribe all the time. But because Tucker did it on Twitter, oh my gosh, Twitter is, you know, now a far right social media platform.
Yeah. I love that descriptor, Drea, far right, like right of mousy tongue of Joseph Stalin, maybe. Is that what you mean by far right? You know, here's the trick when it comes to going independent, and I have no worries about Tucker. In fact, I think he's going to make more money on Twitter than he did at Fox, which was in the millions of dollars. And it's this: anyone can start up a podcast. The key is, how do you monetize it? How do you make a living? How do you sell subscriptions? How do you court advertisers? Based on that, I think this is going to be beyond Tucker Carlson's wildest dreams, how much support he gets. And, you know, this is what Twitter was meant to be. I mean, Drea, when we look back more than 15 years ago with the ascension of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, if you recall, the pitch was this: hey, come one, come all. This is a wild west of free speech. Say what you want, do what you want. All are welcome. And for the tech giants in Silicon Valley, what an incredible business plan. Drea, free content. They didn't have to pay a single penny. And then as the years went by and they developed a critical mass, because I don't know about you, the first time I heard the word Facebook, what's that? Google, what's that? YouTube, what's that? Twitter, what's that? Once they became household words, once they had millions upon millions of followers and subscribers, then we know what happened, don't we, Drea? You, and you, we don't like your views. You're out of the tent. It was the ultimate example of bait and switch. They conned content providers, especially those on the right, to deliver their content for free. And these woke leftists, once they got that critical mass going, they suddenly got picky and choosy about freedom of speech. So thank God yet again that Elon Musk forked over billions of dollars to acquire the Twitter platform in the first place.
Yeah, to pull it out of its hole. And a lot of, like, I like how Twitter is so, you know, you can just see what they're doing as far as business goes. There's no sort of hidden thing. Facebook capitalizes so much on ads that aren't even regulated. There's scams on there that they're getting paid for. And the people who do the content on Facebook don't earn very much from those ads. You have to pay a lot of money to, you know, boost your post and things like that. I mean, really, it seems as though what Elon is doing is really friendly for the people, all people, people on the left too. And if they were smart, they would be the only ones on the platform. You wouldn't want to leave, because the more people on the left who leave, then you get to have all the people that are using it. So he pulled Twitter out of his hole. He's a business person. And I think people like Tucker taking advantage of it. I'm sure we are at Rebel News. Are we, can people subscribe to us yet? I don't even know.
You know, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, well, we should. We should get on it.
Yeah, they can. I should know that. All I know is I've finally got my little blue check. I never applied for it before. And, you know, so because you get the haters. Oh, he doesn't need, he's not even verified. You know, I'm just too busy. I never bothered to apply for it. But I support what Elon Musk is doing.
Yeah.
I think content providers should be paid for their content, Drea. So that 15 bucks a month or whatever it is, I'm more than happy to vote with my wallet.
Five.
What's that, Drea?
I think it's only $5. And yes, you can subscribe to Rebel News too. And I'm sure we have some really good focused content for
that
too.
There you go. And you know what? That's something I think the younger generation has gotten away from. The idea of, you know, what do you mean it's not a free ride? Case in point, Drea, iTunes. When iTunes first came along, again, more than probably 20 years now, 99 cents for a digital quality song that I can port to numerous devices. That's the bargain of the century, I think. And yet I'd have the youngsters, oh, you dummy, don't you know there's sites you can go to, you can rip that song for free? No, I want the record company and I want the artist to get a piece of the action. And exactly. 99 cents, I mean, that's not going to kill me. You can't even get a cup of coffee for that. So what's the problem? But we have an entire generation, I think, Drea, that's been raised on gimme, 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 and I don't pay. And that's wrong.
Well, and it's the village mentality is taking care of ourselves, supporting each other, supporting businesses, you know, who to support instead of who to boycott. And, you know, there's the CBC that we have no choice in it. But when people choose who to support, there's power in that. So, yes.
There you go. And by the way, just to, you know, tie this up in a little bow based on the first news story, CBC saying, well, you know, maybe we'll give you a little bit of Twitter content, you know, but not too much, mind you. We're not going to open the floodgates.
Oh, silly.
And yeah. So you're going to give us a little bit of something really nobody wants versus Tucker Carlson. There are people with bated breath, millions of them around the globe waiting for him to go live on this new platform. Oh, my God. Do those, you know, broadcasters running the CBC really need a reality check. And the audacity at the end, Drea, is we're paying for this rubbish. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they're insulting the people on Twitter that follow them. It's like, it's so silly.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? We should get to an ad before we dig into more on this file. So, because we got a hard close at 2 o'clock. So by the way, anyone who wants to do a super chat, keep that in mind. We have to go off the airwaves or the internet waves at 2 p.m. Forgive my dinosaur language. But why don't we run an ad and we'll see you on the other side, folks.
Why don't you treat the mama bear in your life to some special Rebel gear this coming Mother's Day? Head on over to rebelnewsstore.com where you can check out our fun designs like this mom identifies as a rebel, the one I'm wearing right now, Rebel Mom, and even some Rebel Grandma swag. We have hats, mugs, shirts, sweatshirts, even a fun tote bag, everything for the freedom-loving mom in your life. And for a limited time, you can buy 2 t-shirts and get the third one free using code MOM2023. Find it all at rebelnewsstore.com and don't forget to use that code MOM2023 to get 2 t-shirts and the third free. Thank you for supporting our journalism while sporting some freedom-loving swag.
That's our beloved colleague Tamara Ugolini looking pretty in pink. What a nice sweatshirt. Don't forget, dear old mom, folks, go to our Rebel News Store. So, Drea, I think we should talk about some of the reaction Tucker Carlson's Twitter announcement is receiving. Here's a video from NBC. They seem unaware of what country they're broadcasting from. Check this video out, folks.
Okay, well, listen, Twitter was already under fire from misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, racism, before Elon Musk took over, and now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says, or is this the point? It's just a free-for-all.
I think this is the point. It is a free-for-all. It's what Elon Musk wants to provide. This move by Tucker may cement the idea of Twitter as a right-wing website.
Oh, my God. Drea, look at that quote. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says? Don't you know you're in the land of the First Amendment versus, say, the Dominion of Canada under blackface and Bill C-11, in which his online thugs will censor the internet? Drea, I'm astounded by that attitude coming from an American broadcaster.
It is shocking. He belongs in Canada, I think. Policing. Will anybody be able to police what Tucker says? And then I don't know who the other person is, but he's like, yeah, that's the point. And yeah, that is the point. The point is you can go on there and talk and not be canceled for putting a meme up like I did. They kicked me off of Facebook when I did you remember those killer hornets when that came out? I did a meme with Bill Gates' face, and he was like, and it said, release the murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
I was banned from Facebook for that meme for like a month. So So, oh my gosh, it's funny to see them lose their mind like that, but it's also insane that censorship has become so normalized. Some people think it's the righteous thing to do, like they have no clue how it's affected history and what a danger it is to society.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, for reminding me of those murder hornets. You've really triggered me, Drea. There's two things in the world I hate, hornets and murder. And when you combine them together, that is one vile, vicious insect.
Yeah, who named it?
I don't want to die from a bee sting, folks. I mean, talk about an inglorious ending to a career such as it is. And then, not to be outdone, CNN, I don't know if we have a video for this or it's just a tweet. It's a tweet. Right-wing extremist. Right-wing extremist Tucker Carlson will relaunch his program on Twitter, a platform he praised as the only remaining large free speech platform in the world after Fox News fired him late last month. End quote. Drea, my God, off with his head. We have a journalist praising a platform on social media as being pro-free speech. Am I in the bizarro Superman world right now?
Yeah, and did they all get the memo to all of a sudden call Tucker a right-wing extremist? Like, I don't think they were doing that last week. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, they all have this. They need to do that montage video where you have all the news saying the same sentence over and over, because that's what I feel like is happening here. But it's just, I think it's getting to the point because they keep overusing these words, so it waters it down and nobody's starting to take these things seriously anymore. So it's almost like the more they complain about it, the people who are tired and see this censorship stuff happening and are realizing that people are being called right wing when they're not really right wing, they're just normal. It's almost like an advertisement at that point to be like, you know what, I should check out Twitter. Like, you know, or it's exciting. It's like, well, what's going on there? What is this right wing extremist going to say? So I like to find the silver lining. And I think in the end, it's going to do more good. It's that saying no publicity is bad publicity in this case, I think.
You know, Drea, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, when all these social media platforms, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, etc., in their inception, it was all about free speech until they got to a critical mass level. And then they decided those that weren't woke leftist progressives, they were banished. And CNN and NBC and everybody else, they were down with the Wild West of free speech then. No problem. And when Elon Musk, once their darling because of electrical vehicles, comes out to restore Twitter to what it was once billed as, he's a villain. He's a right-wing extremist. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, I believe he put out a statement too. Do we have that? He put out a tweet about it because of the actual misinformation going on about the situation where it's, you know, implying that there's some sort of deal between Elon Musk and Tucker just because Tucker decided to, you know, put his show on there. So, he's got a thing up there and it specifies there's absolutely no deal between them and that everybody is welcome to use this system and get the rewards from the system. And he says at the end, I hope that many others, particularly from the left, also choose to be content creators on the platform. So again, free speech. It's the place to be. That's why CBC is crawling back.
And everything he said in that statement, Drea, is absolutely beyond fair, I think. He is reaching out to all sides. He is not a censorious thug, but I think being a censorious thug, that's what the left loves these days. The days of classical liberalism are over. As you said on a previous show, if you're a classical liberal who believes in freedoms such as assembly and the press and speech, well, you're now a conservative, right?
Yeah, you are, for sure. Sometimes far right.
Wow. Well, I did mention the journalistic jihad against Donald Trump. We do have a video here, Trump responding to yesterday's trial result. This is why I love Donald Trump. He always makes me laugh. And I mean that in a good way, folks. He does not bend the knee to the woke hyenas out there. So let's see what he had to say about this most recent trial verdict.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be, speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the United States for me to get a fair trial. We'll be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is. And she said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it, and the judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in as evidence. The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
You know, Drea, I love when Donald Trump says, I don't even know who she is. That's how insignificant this person is. And the smoking gun evidence by the prosecution is a group photo from the late 1980s, I believe, in which she's appearing in a group with Donald Trump, who he wasn't the president then, but he was sure a celebrity then. And this idea, well, what do you mean you don't know who she is? What do you mean you never met her? Here's the photographic evidence. Drea, you know, I mean, you're out in the field, as am I. We come up to people, they go, hey, you know, big supporter of Rebel News, can I have a selfie? I always say yes. I have no idea who these people are. I don't say, can you send me a resume? I want to do a background check. You know,
I mean,
think of, you know, and that's just you and I. I mean, think of how many millions of photos Donald Trump has been in, and you expect them to know who's who in the zoo? No.
You're so right about it, David. And we've seen this before, time and time, where a picture where, and it's almost always very clearly that situation where it's just like, yay, we're together in the same room. Sure, I'll take a picture. Makes you think it's almost dangerous sometimes to do that. You never know, it could come back to bite you, but you can't live that way. Yeah, it is good. Now, part of me, of course, says, you know, I wish I was in the courtroom and heard it for myself before I can weigh in, because you have him saying this and it is sort of comical in the way he says it and it's very believable, but I don't know. I don't know all the evidence that was there. And so I will just say, I would have liked to know the full story, but I am interested to see in how the appeal goes, because as far as I read, they will be appealing this and he does not have to pay costs until that matter is being said. But here she is. And I think, I don't want to jump ahead because he's like, who is she? I have no clue who she is. Are we going to play that little video of her?
Because
that's
why not?
First time I had seen her. And yeah, let us know in the comments what you think after watching it.
I don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt. You know.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I don't feel like a victim.
Jeez, it almost looked like she was flirting with him.
I know, right? And he's like, let's take a quick break. Like, he's like stuttering. That is the most awkward interview. One of the top awkward interviews I've ever seen. You know, I'm not going to flat out say she's lying or anything like that, but I am going to say she's a strange woman.
You know, I agree, Drea. And I mean, if that is indeed the case, and that's a horrible thing, rape goes without saying, but why wouldn't you raise a ruckus when it happened? You, I, Sheila, our other colleagues, Alexa, we've all been assaulted in the field. We don't go, you know what, let's let this blow over for whatever reason. No. We make a stink about it. We if possible, we get criminal charges pressed. If possible, we'll file a civil suit. So if something that heinous, that physical assault that happened to her, happened, then I don't understand the unspoken strategy of why she wouldn't scream blue murder and ask for justice when it happened.
Well, I do have a lot of experience working with people who were sexually abused and raped. And so it is true that some will not speak out right away. It's a traumatic thing to go through. Sometimes there's shame attached to it. There's a whole variety of reasons as to why someone may not talk about it until years later. So,
but you know what? For that very reason you said, the trauma, and I can only imagine the trauma, Drea. Mm-hmm. Isn't that, you know, aren't you making my argument that the vicious, violent male that did that to you, he's got to pay the price. He's got to pay the consequences.
Absolutely.
And if not for you, maybe in protection of other women, other would-be future victims. That's the point of view I'm coming across with this. But, you know, as you said earlier, Trump is going to appeal this. I don't know the legal mechanisms here, but I wonder if his lawyers can get a change of venue. There is no way in hell in New York City that Donald Trump can get a fair trial. And, you know,
No. Yeah. The
irony is so perverse, Drea, for all he's done to New York, all his development work. You would think there'd be a statue built in the shape of Donald Trump. Hey, right, put it right next to Lady Liberty just to make the left explode. But no, not only is he not acknowledged, he is vilified, demonized, and now persecuted. This is appalling. And I would also say this, Drea, that even if you're a hardcore Democrat, do you really want to see the United States of America go on this route, prosecuting
No.
former presidents and a man who
Yeah.
might very well likely be the 2024 ticket leader on the Republican Party? So in other words, mm-hmm. a future presidential candidate. Do you want to see this happen? Because this is unprecedented, but because it's Republicans and because it's Donald Trump, mean orange man, well, different set of rules applies, I guess, Drea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially considering Biden has rape allegations out. And I don't know if we said it, but the judge for the Trump case did not find that there was a rape, right? That's her allegation. But that part of it was not... he wasn't found guilty, I guess, of that. But Biden has his own rape accuser yeah. out there as well. And you don't see the, you know, we're reporting on both of these sides, but it seems as though the state-backed media kind of shies away from this. Here's one of our articles here. Biden rape accuser Tara Reid issues cryptic warning. All roads lead to Joe Biden. She basically said, if you read our article on that, that if something happens to her, she is not suicidal. And that's what she meant by all roads leading to Biden. So, it's happening to both of them, these types of claims.
And that's a perfect example of what I just mentioned, Drea, the double standard, mm-hmm. the hypocrisy. Tara Reid has been vilified by the left,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
This is the alleged victim of Joe Biden's physicality. And it's not let's go after the male that was harassing and assaulting this woman. Rather, let's go after this woman for creating, you know, an aura of stench around the great Joe Biden. This is absolutely despicable. And again, much like the Transanity file, I ask, where is the feminist movement on the Tara mm-hmm. Reid file?
Exactly. Where is it? Yeah, so she made headlines about the claim in 2020 during the presidential election as well. And she's been scrutinized, like you said, for the allegations. And the Biden campaign attempted to portray it as exoneration, but the Times firmly rejected the interpretation. So, yeah, there's a really good article on it. And she, in her statement, says, I want to make something clear. If something happens to me, all roads lead to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and DNC political machine threats, bullying, and intimidation over the last 3 years will not work. I am not suicidal. I should not be under investigation, nor am I. Sorry, I had to click to expand. I should not be under. Sorry, it's not. I don't have the full thing in front of me.
Nevertheless, Drea, yeah. My heart goes out to Tara Reid, and thankfully she's still fighting for justice. That's a strong mm-hmm. woman in my book. Drea, we'll change gears on the other side of an ad break we got to take right now. Yeah, it might be Mother Ocean Day today, but looks like the TDSB isn't all that down with Mother's Day. You're not going to believe this story, folks. Let's go to that ad.
Somebody who's the salt of the earth.
Your teacher, your friend.
Mothers look after their children and they fight for their rights. Even if it doesn't affect them, we're fighting for our kids' rights.
Lioness, don't mess with them.
My mother means almost everything to me. She's 91. She's been there for me all my life. She's implanted Christian values. She's never changed, and she's a rock in our life.
My favorite person in the world.
Everything she did for us was because she loved us so dearly. Never gave up on us.
She's my mother so much.
My mother has passed away, but she has been a guiding light in my life still. I talk with her. I feel that she's impacted a lot of truth and faith, and she always taught me to remember that I'm a child of the King.
Anything that she could do to help or support, she did it, and she's gone now, but I will love her forever.
Despite whatever may get in her way, she'll be there for you.
Sorry. A mother is unconditional love. And this is my mom.
Aww.
And I love her to death.
Thank you.
And this is my mother. So if you agree with us that mothers deserve to be celebrated this Mother's Day and every other day, head to rebelnewsstore.com. Check out our new exclusive line just for the Rebel Mom in your life and use coupon code to save for grandma and mother all together.
Oh, your mom looks sweet, Drea. Coming this Mother's Day, please give her a hug for me, will you? Because I don't think I can make it all the way out to British Columbia for that. But I'm sure it'd be worth the trip.
My mom is amazing. She's an amazing woman. And mothers should be celebrated. I love that ad because it really captures many of the reasons why. And yet you have the woke mob coming to erase womanhood. Furthermore, from the mothers, Toronto school takes down Mother's Day message following criticism. So if you look at the sign, it says, life does not come with a manual, it comes with a mom. Well, that's sure to trigger some liberals, isn't it?
And you know what? What a beautiful phrase that is. And as I understand, Drea, this was a part of a writing contest by the grade 6 class at Kew Beach Junior Public School. And somebody came up with that. Life does not come with a manual. It comes with a mom. I don't care if your mom is in your life or not. We all came from a female who was a mother. You become a mother when you give birth. That's as easy as it is. And, you know, I'll correct you on something. It wasn't the woke mob, Drea. It was
parents?
One Karen who went on Facebook and got a couple of other Karens on side. And they made a complaint to the school. And just like that, it's gone. And I was listening to an interview on the radio with Ryan Bird. He's a spokesman with the TDSB. And Ryan's a good guy. You know, he's just following orders, folks. He's just communicating what his woke, insane bosses are telling him to say. But basically, the way they're framing it, Drea, is it didn't reflect the entire community. I don't know how that's possible. We all came from a mother.
Exactly.
You know, whether she's in your life or not. So out of the sensitivity to the, I guess, the people who don't like mothers or Mother's Day, we took the sign down. You know, Drea, let's flip this around. Next month will be Pride-a-palooza. It used to be a day, then a week, then a month, and now it's a season. Pretty soon it'll be a year. I wonder if a school raised a pride flag, especially one of those pride progress flags, you know, with the BIPOC vagina included in it. If I went, you know what? That doesn't represent me and my community. Do you mind if you take that down? Could you imagine what would happen, Drea? First of all, it's going to be a hard no. Secondly, there'll probably be a phone call to the Ontario Human Rights Commission. I would be lambasted. And this is for a community that is less than 2% of the world population. And yet for 100% of the world's population that began life thanks to a mother, this is somehow offensive to some lunatic Karens out there that made this feeble complaint.
It's
You're
so
a mother,
wrong.
Drea, what do you say about this?
I am so disgusted by it. And it looks like the words that they use was that it's harmful and exclusionary. And you hit so much on the nail there. We put up on the screen that Canada now acknowledges that we apparently have a pride season. Now, that is not inclusive of everyone in Canada. Absolutely not. And last year, I reported on how schools are also canceling Mother's Day crafts and Mother's Day celebration for the same reason. They think it's harmful, exclusionary. But what I don't understand is the gender bender people love to say that anybody can be a woman, anybody can be a mom. So what is wrong with saying mothers? If to them mothers means whoever wants to identify as a mother, what is wrong with the label of a mother? It's like if you say, hey, we like plumbers because, you know, when something's not working with our toilet, plumbers do a good job. Oh, that's exclusionary. You use the word plumbers. Not everybody's a plumber. That's exactly what they're doing. It makes zero sense. And you're right. Pride, the kids will be celebrating Pride. They will be coming home with Pride crafts.
Oh, yeah.
I have emails coming in already this year about Mother's Day being canceled. So I'll do a write-up about that as well. So this is really an attack on females, motherhood. And it's got to stop. This is insane. And I didn't realize it was a grade six. You're saying grade six came up with that beautiful quote and it gets taken down like it was something hateful.
Yeah. And imagine how that student feels. And by the way, Drea, I mean, and the argument is, well, many of our students, or some of them at least, they don't have a mother in their life. Maybe the mother never wanted to raise the child. Maybe the mother's passed away. Well, in the case of the latter, you know what Mother's Day is all about? It's honoring the memory of your mother. Mm-hmm. And in case anyone thinks I'm being cruel about this, let me tell you something. You probably don't know this, Drea. I'll make this anecdote as short as possible. When I grew up, I did not have a mother and father in my life. I was raised by my grandparents. And when it was Mother's Day and Father's Day, and when we had to make a craft in elementary school, I did not feel excluded. I did not feel ostracized. I made those crafts and I gave them to my grandmother and my grandfather, who I dearly, dearly loved and I dearly miss. So I am indeed speaking from experience. Even if there is not a mother and father in your life, it is absolutely no reason to cancel Mother's Day and Father's Day. And shame on these hypocrites. Because like I said, Drea, if this was you or I raising an issue about pride year, it'll soon be, we would be vilified and demonized. But when the Karens carry out a jihad against motherhood, we have to listen to that community. We can't be exclusionary, even though we're, I guess, excluding 4 billion people on the planet in terms of mothers and potential mothers.
And look how quickly they bend for a handful of parents. But, you know, if you point out that, you know, a teacher shouldn't be walking around exposing their nipples to children, like, look what happens then. Or the sexually explicit books in schools. Hundreds are complaining about these issues and nothing's being done by it. And I didn't know that about how you were raised, but thanks for sharing that. But you're right. It's almost like we're teaching kids they can't handle life that way too. If you're saying, oh, don't ever talk about your mom, don't ever say it's good around kids that don't have their mom, how do they grow to accept their life? And grandma should have a Mother's Day gift too, or for craft. I'm sure she was so happy to receive that from you. So,
you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. She was such a special woman in my life. I can tell you that, Drea. In fact, I'd be nowhere without her. But I think that ship has sailed, the ideas of mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers. No, that's too exclusionary. Let's have drag queen performances in elementary schools. Let's have pornography in the elementary school library. Let's have a teacher who is probably suffering from a sexual perversity. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Busty Lemieux, at Oakville Trafalgar High School. And by the way, folks, we have a big update to that story coming. Stay tuned. You won't be disappointed. All of that is fine and dandy. No problem there.
Right.
But when it comes to honoring a biological mother or father, this is somehow offside by the whole diversity group, crowd. How is it being diverse to exclude mothers and fathers in the first place, Drea?
You know, you hit it all. I can't believe what we discuss in news. I'm shocked every day. I don't know why. Like, how is this happening? How are mothers offensive? That's the reality of Canada. And that's what we're teaching kids in public school, that this child did something wrong with that loving message that's poetic. What does that say to all the kids? I can't. It's disgusting. We've got a couple chats that I'll move to because we're almost, we have to abruptly end. So
that's right.
Jonathan EE donates $10. Thank you very much. Says global state power is terrified of free and open debate. Absolutely right. Trudeau is afraid that his gaslit narratives are challenged. Mm. Well, yeah, that's the heart of C11, really.
I think that's a great point. One of the things when it comes to the diversity is our strength crowd, Drea, there's no diversity of opinions allowed. That would be wrong think when you're going up against, well, say the blackface regime. He knows better for all of us. And if you don't think so, then he's going to enact bills like Bill C-11 into law. Oh, and weaponize the CRTC. And I do not exaggerate right now, EGAL, Equality for Gays and Lesbians Everywhere. They've got a formal complaint against, with the CRTC, suggesting that Fox News be banned from Canadian airwaves. It's all lies, of course. They say that Tucker Carlson, who of course is no longer with Fox News, drummed up hatred and violence against members of the rainbow community. It's rubbish. It's not true. But if their feelings are hurt, they will proceed this way. And you know what's funny? EGAL, they're made up of lawyers, I do believe. I'll call them shysters. But they know, Drea, that if they went up against Fox News with criminal law, or civil law rather, defamation, libel, slander, it would be a shite case. They have no hope. So instead, let's get around all this, messy, time-consuming legal stuff. Let's just go to the Ontario Human Rights Commission, or in this case, the CRTC, newly weaponized, and have Fox News eradicated. And my final point on that, Drea, is that Fox News is not part of your basic cable package.
Exactly.
You have to ask for it. You have to pay for it with your own cash money. No, no, no. The very existence of a contrary opinion, it has to be snuffed out. Despicable.
Yeah, they'll come for blood and your firstborn after that. We have another chat here. Oh, we have a nice one here from Mark 13 says, David is 100% right. He was raised well.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
Thank you. Oh, my friend, I appreciate that. There's a ton of baggage in my closet, though, that you don't know about. That
will be... And a ton of costumes, too, strangely enough. Yeah,
some costumes in there as well. But thank you. That's very nice of you to say. Thank you so much.
Nice and Shiny donates $5. Thank you very much. And says, just watched yesterday's episode of The Social. Said Fox News should be banned. So it's just what you were talking about. Canadians too stupid to decide news sources themselves. Compared Fox News viewers to moronic divorced dads.
What? Unbelievable. And, you know, this community, they're all against, fat shaming, fill in the blank shaming. And yet, if you're a supporter of the Republicans or Trump, the demonization and vilification, Drea, it comes spilling out. Oh, The Social. That's that Canadian version of The View, right? Mm-hmm. And all I'll say about The View is, what a view. Give me a blindfold already.
Oh my gosh. And they're so, this is the problem with their echo chambers, is that they think they're actually right about only single dads watching Fox News. Like, that's just totally not true. They were number one It's impossible for that to be who their only viewers were.
Yeah, 100%. Do we have any more chats, Drea?
Oh, okay. I believe that's it.
That's it. All right. Well, we don't have time to tackle another subject because we have a hard end at 2. I just want to thank our super producers, Olivia and Efren, behind the boards. I want to thank you, Drea, for co-hosting today. Thank you so much. And, of course, our beloved audience, especially those of you who gave us a super chat. That's how we stay on the air, unlike CBC that just takes it out of your bank account every 2 weeks. And, do you think you're getting value for what you're paying? In any event, I'll be back here tomorrow. I believe it's with the she-devil herself, Sheila Gunn-Reed. So, in the meantime, folks, as always, stay safe and stay sane.
The media said that Canadian truckers were Russian agents controlled by Vladimir Putin. Justin Trudeau called them extremists.
The small fringe minority.
We are here out of love for our families, our communities.
And the government put the country under martial law to stop them. But what's the real story?
If you can't see the future in clear outline right now, you're not paying attention. But the truckers in Canada can.
And I want you to know that I'm not afraid.
For the first time, the woman at the heart of the trucker convoy speaks out.
Hold the line.
Tamara Leach, passionate organizer, loving mother and grandmother, proud Métis and proud Albertan, and defiant political prisoner jailed for daring to criticize the government. Tamara Leach, her new book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy, is the inside scoop of what really happened. You've heard from the media and the convoy's critics. Now hear the truth from the woman who inspired the world and made Justin Trudeau blink. Visit theconvoybook.com to order your copy now.